Well, we are going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's coming up on Friday, October 21st at the Chapel Hill Public Library. The month of October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and the Disability Awareness Council is getting the word out about it all month long, including this event on Friday the 21st, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. You can be there in person. You can Zoom in if you want. It's all to introduce folks to the work that the Disability Awareness Council does and talk about new accessible apps and tech games and gadgets and things that folks can use to assist with accessibility. We're joined in the studio by a couple of special guests. First of all, Dr. Tim Miles with the Disability Awareness Council in the studio. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And on the phone is Matt Kelleher, who's a technology specialist with the Disability Awareness Council, is going to be one of the guest speakers at Friday's event at the library. Mac, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Miles, let me start with you. Tell us about the Disability Awareness Council, just in general for folks who don't know, and the work that you do.
In general, the Disability Awareness Council functions as a resource to all citizens of whether you're disabled or not, to locate and find accessible technology that empowers people to live, work, and play in our communities. And we initially do that by offering new to us all a new technology lending library. And in that lending library will be housed specialized computers that allow you to speak into and speak out. Software such as JAWS, Windows Eyes, NVDA, all allow people with disabilities, not necessarily blind, to hear the text that's on the screen. It's a screen reader of sorts. And we spend time with each individual trying to educate them. The lending part is we will work with vendors and sellers of special technologies such as magnifiers with light, talking watches and weather radios and specialized lighting to allow a person to live independently in their homes with the things they need to use versus at work. Since this is Employment Month, we want to encourage employers to try to make an incentive to hire at least one person with a disability, whether it's hidden or seen. Aside from those things, we advise the mayors and county commissioners about any issue that's involving access, there not being, to allow people with disabilities to travel safely in the communities and access areas that they would like to engage in.
I know we've talked before about all of the exciting new technology that exists to help people with accessibility. Mac, you work with technology and helping folks out. What are some of the most exciting new technologies and devices that exist out there that maybe folks don't know about?
Well, I would just say the major ones. I don't know how new, but the major things are, like you're talking about, the screen readers to make anything that's shown on the screen, it'll talk as well, which is good for people that maybe don't see well, or also, what do you call it, dyslexic, that can't do numbers very well, or reading, whatever. Just like an audiobook is someone reading a book, the screen reader is the voice on the screen reads whatever's on the screen. That's something that we're trying to get people to realize is there and also know how to use it.
And what's your role as a technology specialist? Like, what's the specific work that you do with the training services?
So we'll get someone in, and they'll bring their phone, and they don't know how to use it, and I will, A, try to see if it's something that's new enough to be used, and then, second of all, see how much they do know, and basically walk them through the process of using it, which some people have more skills than others, and then some people need to learn the basics, and so we just sit there and go over that until they kind of figure it out to be able to do the kind of things that they want to do.
Sounds good. Speaking with Matt Kelleher, technology specialist, and Dr. Tim Miles here in the studio from the Disability Awareness Council. They're bringing us this conversation. You can find them online at triangledac.org. And you can also go there to find out more about the information event, which is, again, coming up on Friday the 21st, 1 to 5 p.m. in person, if you want, at the Chapel Hill Public Library, or a Zoom option is available. It's a hybrid event, so you could do it either way. Tim Miles here in the studio. What should folks know about that event?
That event is by invitation only because we have a space limitation. Mm-hmm. So if you have not gotten your registration in, go to our website and put it in immediately. We plan to have various types of vendors, such as 924, which is a sleeping disorder. We hope to have people from Abler, who do technology and web accessibility, which is crucial now, especially in the age of us having to address COVID and things like that. We have six sponsors to fund the event, but virtually also to fund our technology lab and lending library so that people will have a variety of things to shop for when they come. Philip Woodward is our keynote speaker from the North Carolina Council for Disabilities, and he's an excellent speaker about the importance of empowering people with disabilities to go out and get hired, and implying that employers need to hire more, because we still face a great deficit of 75% unemployment rate for people with disabilities just in North Carolina alone.
Philip Woodward, the keynote speaker. Other speakers include technology specialist Donnie Best and technology specialist Matt Kelleher, who's on the phone with us. Mac, what are you going to be talking about on Friday?
Basically helping people understand their technology so that they give them a chance to ask questions, educate them on, like I said, also too, how some of this technology will allow you to do a job. So hiring somebody who needs that isn't as bad as what most employers think it's going to be. And just basically showing them that it can be done.
Mac, tell them about the navigator thing you use outside to find places.
Oh, yeah, so they even have different apps on your phone. So that's another part we're going to do, is just a show and tell on different apps. And even down to just like when you're driving, your GPS will tell you to turn left or turn right. There's also ones that are made for someone who may be visually impaired or that can be very helpful, especially in a new area. It'll tell you what streets you're coming up on to turn, which way to turn, and how far something is away. They're not always the standard GPS apps. There's usually ones that are a little bit more descriptive. You know, even down to things like Alexa and things like that can be very helpful for anyone, but also for someone who may not be good at the phone or those things. So there's lots of different ways to help you do the things you need to do with different technologies.
Speaking with Matt Kelleher on the phone, Dr. Tim Miles here in the studio with the Disability Awareness Council. The event we're talking about is on Friday the 21st at the Chapel Hill Library, 1 to 5 p.m. It's all to celebrate National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And as we wrap up this conversation, Tim, what should folks know about the employment initiatives that you have at the Disability Awareness Council, but just the message in general for the month?
Well, we tend to try to keep a running base of employers who already employ, which will give them a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
We work with the Southeast Disability DipTech, or Technical Assistance Center, and they're going to host with us a series of employer-related Zoom workshops that would teach them the best practices and the tools to make it a good working relationship for people with disabilities that they may already have on staff versus those new coming in.
And for people who are listening out there who work with businesses, who have businesses, might be looking to hire folks right now, what's the message?
The time is ripe. A lot of our people come with technology skills already and are just waiting to get in there and work with you to make your business more accessible, also just to learn and be a vital part of the community as anybody else would want to be. Work is a necessity, as long as you enjoy it, to make you feel whole and complete and enjoy the luxuries, if you can use that word, of living in a barrier-free environment, but also being able to make money to take care of your children, your family, and yourself, and to go places and do things.
TriangleDAC.org is the website for the Disability Awareness Council. Go there, find out more about the work that they do year-round, and get information there about the event this Friday, the 21st, at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Dr. Tim Miles, Matt Kelleher, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.